Hey, what is happening? Aaron Luttrell here. It has been a minute since I put a video together. Hope you guys are doing good. Wanted to touch on a topic today that's probably going to be... Whoa! I forgot how bright that is.
I forgot we even had it.
I was going to say, you know what? Forget it. Let's let it roll today. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. It has been a while, so I'm not going to edit the crap out of this one too much because, let's face it, it's fun to see what happens on a daily basis. And sometimes, you know, we mess up, and that's cool. So today I did want to touch on a topic that's super important right now, especially if you're thinking about buying a home. Today in the market, there is absolutely a very limited inventory that's been going on. And I know I've been talking about this for a couple years now, but it has gotten even tighter than it has been in the past. So most of my buyers are getting into multiple offer situations. Now, that's probably going to be frustrating for a lot of people because if you're writing an offer on a property and you're one of four or five offers, it's only a 20% chance or so that you're going to be the person who gets the house. So today I want to talk specifically about things that you can do to make your offer stand out. This happens too, even while I'm doing this stuff. Okay, back to the video. Number one, have your agent call the listing agent. A lot of people don't ever think about this as being one of the most important aspects of writing a competing offer, but you should absolutely have your agent talk to the one who's representing the seller. Ask some questions. Hey, what is the most important thing to the seller? It's not always money. A lot of people think it might be just the dollar figure, but there are other terms that come into play. Is there a specific type of financing they're looking for? Are there specific terms on possession that makes more sense to them? These are things that could help you craft the absolute best offer to make yours stand out among the crowd. Number two, offer more money. Obviously, money is important. If you have the ability to offer more money than your competitors, it's gonna make yours stand out. But you gotta be careful. If you're offering way too much money, there's a good chance the house may not appraise. Now, we're not running into a ton of appraisal issues here in our marketplace just yet because we're not seeing crazy, ridiculous over-asking price offers, but it is absolutely happening. And I have heard of some instances where the homes are not appraising. So you need to make sure that before you just throw out a crazy offer like $50,000 over the asking price, that you're doing something that's smart enough that may still appraise, because if it doesn't, then you're gonna run into a whole other round of negotiations and things that the seller might not wanna deal with. Number three, offer a high quality pre-approval. What does that mean? Well, find out if the seller has a particular lender that they've worked with in the past and see if your buyer's willing to work with that lender as well. If you have a pre-approval in hand that states, hey, this person is ready to go, they're solid, with a lender that the seller likes, that may show that they are awesome, good, qualified buyers. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to work with that particular lender, but having that pre-approval from a respected foundation that they know and trust could help you out in the long run. Number four, have your lender call the listing agent. Now, this is something that doesn't necessarily happen all the time, but just like having that great pre-approval letter and having your agent talk to the listing agent, if you have the lender call in and talk to the listing agent and explain the situation of how good a qualified buyer you are and everything else, that can sometimes set you apart because most people aren't gonna do that. So if your lender is ready to reach out and speak on your behalf about how strong a buyer you are, that's gonna help you out in the long run. Number five. Pay cash. Now, I'm gonna add a small caveat to this one. If you don't have cash to pay for the purchase of the house, there's other things that you can do to pay cash for that might make you stand out. There's a lot of first-time home buyers who are competing for the same properties, which means a lot of them are asking for closing costs from the seller. If you've got the money in your pocket, pay your own closing costs. Even if you don't have to raise the price to cover those closing costs, which a lot of people are doing, If you're still at a lower offer price, but not asking for closing costs because you're paying them out of your own pocket, then you don't run into that appraisal problem that I discussed earlier, and it might make you stand out a little bit more. Even if you're side by side looking at the exact same net offer as another buyer, just the fact that somebody else is asking for closing costs may make the seller a little bit nervous about how good a buyer they might actually be, or they may also think, hey, they don't have a lot of cash for repairs, so if something goes wrong in the inspection process, they may not be willing to work with me on that. Number six, waive inspections. Now, this isn't necessarily one that I run out there to every single buyer, but if you're looking at a newer construction property, or you're looking at something that's been remodeled and they've got evidence of all the repairs and updates and other things they've done, and you feel comfortable having someone you know and trust take a look at everything and say, hey, you know what, I don't necessarily need to wait or have inspections, that might make you stand out against anybody else. If you're not really comfortable waiving inspections, and I'll be honest, this isn't something that I push on a lot of people, there's also an option where you can say you're willing to buy the house as is, but still have the property inspected so you know exactly what you're getting into before you move forward with the purchase. Is that number five or six? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We're on number seven. Okay. We can cut that out. I was on a roll. We haven't had to clip it all. All right, cool. We're on number seven. Like I said, we're not editing today. Scotty reminded me of that. Number seven is write a love letter. Now, you gotta be careful on this one. And here's what I mean by that. A lot of people just say, hey, write a love letter to the seller talking about how happy you'll be to raise your family there or all these different things. Truth of the matter is this is a tactic that is being kind of regarded in a little different light these days. We don't want to put anything specific into a letter to the seller that might give you some kind of advantage based on anything that could violate fair housing. So maybe you just talk about your love of the house. You talk about the special feature that was in the home that really stood out to you that you're really excited about. Or maybe you talk about some of the anecdotes or jokes that you came up with while walking through the home. Anything that's not specifically personal to you that could be used as something that would violate fair housing could make you stand out against other people. But if you're doing a lot of stuff to put in information about your family or anything about you specifically that could have that violation, the listing agent may actually say, hey, I'm not willing to present this to the seller, so you gotta be careful on that one. But it's definitely a tool that you can use to stand out among the crowd. And number eight, one of the most important things that nobody discusses, and it's unfortunate, is you need to make sure you pick the right agent. Everybody thinks, hey, I'm working with a buyer's agent. They're all the same, right? You help me go in, you help me write an offer and all this stuff. It's not necessarily the case. Making sure your agent knows all of these other tactics and other tricks that I've just discussed previously is something that's absolutely imperative when you want to buy a home. The other thing that's important is you need to make sure that your agent has a great reputation and is well respected in the real estate community. I can't tell you how many times I've been fortunate enough to win out in a multiple offer situation, even when I haven't necessarily had the absolute best offer, because the agent on the other side of the transaction has worked with me in the past, has enjoyed working with me, and we've been able to make things happen a little bit smoother than somebody else might be able to. So always make sure that you're picking the right agent to represent you when you're buying or selling a home. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. If you know anybody who's thinking about buying a home, chances are they're going to be competing. So be sure to share this information with them so they can make their offer stand out.